Chapter 2. The Wizards of Cool. Air conditioning innovators Willis Carrier and Irvine Lyle. The first car I ever owned was a rinky-dink 1993 Toyota Tercel. It was factory white with a stick shift, and little else. As a penny-pinching young journalist in Los Angeles, my sweat-drenched daily commute through the stifling San Fernando Valley in that bare-bones buggy reminded me of what a luxurious marvel air conditioning really is. Every perfectly chilled home, office, movie theater, mall, factory, hospital, and lab owes its existence to the pioneers of manufactured weather, Willis Carrier and Irvine Lyle. These early 20th century inventive giants brought air conditioning to the market and to the masses. Willis Carrier was the scientist-tinkerpreneur whose lifelong stream of epiphanies and experiments fueled historic technological advances in heating, refrigeration, and air conditioning. Irvine Lyle was the creative salesman who imagined countless new commercial applications for Carrier's work and successfully turned those ideas into a multi-billion dollar business through relentless promotion, pitches, networking, advertising, and outreach. From Hollywood to the pharmaceutical industry, to textiles and tobacco, to the retail industry, to the military, to homeowners, there isn't a sector of the American economy that Carrier and Lyle didn't help transform. Their zealous focus on helping businesses provide better products at lower cost resulted in the invaluable byproducts of increased health, comfort, and happiness. Air conditioning changed everything. But Carrier and Lyle stayed true to the core tinkerpreneurial values that brought them together in the first place. A chance meeting of brilliant minds. Willis Carrier's preparation for a prolific and practical inventive life began in western New York on a dairy farm near the Quaker village of Angola. The only child of Duane and Elizabeth Carrier was born in the fall of 1876, the centennial year of America's founding. His ancestors came from New England pioneer stock. Young Willis showed promising mechanical aptitude early on. After he had done his farm chores, Willis would tinker on a perpetual motion machine or tackle math problems he made up for himself.